again Christian. McKinty explained his heroic actions by saying, "Any Marine would have done the same thing." John James McKinty III, true to his country, true to the Corps, fellow Marines, and his faith. A life of Semper Fi. I'm Tom Brokaw. This is an American story.
At Seattle Cancer Care Alliance Proton Therapy, a ProCure center, ridding patients of cancer while minimizing the side effects of treatment is our constant goal. Proton therapy is a highly precise form of radiation treatment that allows our doctors to focus directly into the tumor, reducing radiation to healthy tissue and the risk of side effects, making it an excellent treatment for prostate cancer and many other cancers. If you're facing cancer, ask your doctor about proton therapy or visit sccaprotontherapy.com.
Are you getting the best rest of your life? If you're not, don't miss Sleep Country's Best Rest event. Hurry in. It's ending soon. During the Best Rest event, you'll find Sleep Country's very best mattresses at the guaranteed lowest price. Plus, 3 years of interest-free financing with no money down on Beautyrest Black, Stearns & Foster, Serta iComfort, even Tempur-Pedic. On approved credit with equal monthly payments required. Start getting your best rest ever as soon as tonight. And do it the Sleep Country way. If your mattress is too hard or too soft, or you're not happy with the comfort level for any reason, you know you can always return it to Sleep Country and exchange it for the mattress that's right for you, even up to 100 days after delivery. Doesn't get more risk-free than that. Get the best rest ever starting tonight. For complete finance information and the store nearest you, call 1-888-88-SLEEP. With over 80 locations, there's a Sleep Country near you.
So, what do you think of our new TV?
The picture's great, and I love the new thin look, but...
What?
Well, the sound isn't much.
That's a problem with all the new slim cabinet TVs.
What should we do?
We need to look at some TV sound systems from Bose and Yamaha and Samsung and LG and...
Where can we go to get a deal on those brands? Aren't they expensive and complicated?
Not at Video Only. They've even got speakers for phones and tablets and...
Don't be sorry prices.
Exactly. And we can listen to these systems and pick one that's right for us.
Okay, let's go to Video Only and get our sound solution.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video Only.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Don't let scratches and dents ruin the appearance or reduce the value of your vehicle. Choose the best in the business to get you back on the road fast. With 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, it's easy to see why Gerber Collision and Glass is chosen by most major insurance carriers. All Gerber repairs are backed by a national lifetime repair warranty. And Gerber even offers interest-free financing options to help with insurance deductibles or repair costs. Now with 13 Washington locations to assist you, including Bellingham, Burlington, Everett, Kent, Seattle, and Marysville. Call 877-7-GERBER.
Gerber Collision and Glass.
Gerber Collision and Glass. We come highly wrecked, amended.
Last night, I had this amazing dream. I dreamed
that I finally had the ribbon-cutting ceremony at my new yoga studio. Everyone in town was there, and parked out back was...
the cutest little convertible that my parents got me for my birthday. I drove it home and went inside to find...
the coolest man cave ever, with a finished home theater and a walkout that led to a killer backyard with...
a treehouse shaped just like a pirate ship. It was...
the perfect dream.
We don't all have the same dreams, but we all deserve to set our sights on the things we'd love to accomplish this year. American Family Insurance is always there protecting your dreams. Our agents can help make sure you have the right coverage, whether it's for your auto, home, business, or life. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
And I will do it for you.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
March 8th marks the return of the Sounders. Boom Boom Clap is back. Score a Goal is back. A Wild Stadium and Pyrotechnics and Sounders Till I Die are all back. So dust off the lucky scarf and warm up that voice. We're calling on you to give it your full 90, just like the boys in Rave Green. Sounders FC season is on its way. You'll know it when you hear it. Get your tickets at soundersfc.com or by calling 877-MLS-GOAL.
West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins buys anything silver. A lady brought in one silver fork and got $40 cash. Another lady brought in a set of candlesticks and was paid $700. Find out what your silver is worth at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
If you want to fish the largest run of native steelhead in the world, get up to Glacier Bear Lodge in Yakutat, Alaska. The Situk River is packed with fish, and two daily flights on Alaska Airlines will get you there quick. I booked my trip, and you can too, by calling 1-866-GB-LODGE. Tell them Downtown Joe is hooking you up and save 15% on your booking. Check out GlacierBearLodge.com, then call 1-866-GB-LODGE to save 15% on the fishing trip of a lifetime.
Wearing glasses with new Crizal No Glare lenses can make a big difference in your vision, because neither scratching desert sands nor the waves of a raging river can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For superior scratch, water, dust, glare, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. And now Crizal has an ESPF of 25 to protect your eyes from the damaging rays of the sun. Crizal. Live life in the clear. Ask for them at your eye care professional or learn more at Crizal.com.
This report is brought to you by Subway. Subway is serving up a steak, egg white, and cheese flatbread breakfast sandwich under 200 calories. Yes, even with that tender steak. Start your day off right with one of the many better-for-you flatbread breakfast sandwiches under 200 calories. At one place only, Subway. Eat fresh.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I'm Jillian Raftery. In Bellevue, we still have the intersection of 148th Avenue and Northeast 31st closed for a police investigation of an earlier crash today. We're starting to heat up elsewhere, too. Northbound 405 through the S-curves all the way through the Kennedale Hills. Very tough. I-5 southbound getting out of Montlake Terrace to about Northgate as well.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Oh, come along with me.
Come Along, Vicky Martinez there. How big of a hit was that, Joe? It's a great record.
It got a lot of radio play. I think it was a pretty big hit for her.
Yeah. And that's her, is CeeLo Green involved in the production of that or something?
Didn't she say he helped produce that record, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was right on the heels of her voice success.
Yeah, for those of you who aren't in the pop world, Vicky Martinez, big star. Really a great performer in our area for many years, a favorite of Jody's, and then she shows up on The Voice and gets with CeeLo Green.
She's like a walking legend in the Northwest blues community. That's the thing about The Voice was, while it's brilliant and extremely talented, it's not what she's famous for around here.
Yeah.
This girl could just step up with all these little old blues men and blow the doors off.
Anyway, even bigger than that, she's just a nice person. Yeah. Like, when you meet her, you don't get any of the showbiz stuff.
That's the thing.
Yeah. So she's at the Swiss in Tacoma tonight, which is a cool, intimate... we've played there once. It's a cool, intimate, good-sounding, hole-in-the-wall kind of a room, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we did the benefit for the fallen officers there. That's the night we were there.
That's right.
Almost no stage. I mean, talk
yeah,
about
but
it,
it's intimate. I remember. Yeah. I remember it sounding good in there and feeling like the kind of place where you could really have a moment. She's also going to be at TED Talks at the Theater on the Square tomorrow, which I will be too. I don't know what the timing is. I'm going to be there at 3 p.m. think she's probably in the evening. She'll be at the Leavenworth Fest Hall with Austin Jenks on Sunday. TEDx Theater on the Square, Friday, February 28th. Starts at 3, goes till 9.
You guys will both be giving your takes on entertainment industry. Where
yeah,
it's going.
I'm talking about the media.
Yeah, I think that's what Vicky is kind of in the same, well, the music business and, you know, her experiences in it. So
to me, all media is the same, though.
Right.
Like, you know, remember cave drawings?
Sure.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook for Fred Flintstone.
Right. Literally there. Putting it on your wall.
Yeah. If you like it, you just get a handprint, put a handprint up there for
yeah. My problem is I have all these ideas for what to say. Probably 6 hours worth of ideas, so I don't know what's going to come out.
How much time do they actually ask you?
It's 15 minutes, and like in a presidential wow. debate, you have a clock, and your time, you know. It's like I will hear the voice of the Wicked Witch over there. This is how much time you have.
Think they have the flashlight in the back of the room, like at the comedy
club?
No,
it's a timer. I think it's a timer. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to go today and look at it. All right. So on the show today, Vicky Martinez, that's great. Comedian Howie Mandel, who is playing again at the Little Creek Casino, Sunday at 5 and 8. And actor, and we had Howie on like a year ago.
Yeah.
And he thought we were weird. Do you remember?
We've had Howie on a few times. It's been...
Is it always a little bit weird?
It's always been a little awkward with him.
Because we try to get to know him, but he's got those phobias.
Yeah, he's not... I don't know how to put it. He's very accessible to radio shows. He does radio, but sometimes he seems like he's really... There's some ways he'd rather be. That's the way I felt.
That's what you think, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't he afraid of Germans or something like that? Isn't that what his phobia is?
Well, maybe that's why, because a lot of radios are made by Germans.
No, he's really afraid of germs. You know, he did
Germans. Not,
germs. Oh.
No, it's Germans, Joe. I think it's Germans.
He did it.
Yeah, it's just from his ancestry.
This will be. By the way, this is the recipe of how to have another weird interview with him today.
One of Leno's last shows in the last month, he did a pretty funny bit. I don't know. It might not have been funny for
no,
him.
No, he was on in the last month of Leno. He's been on Ellen lately. He's been busy.
Yeah, and with Leno, he dipped his hand in a hand sanitizer, like a bucket of it. And then he shook Leno's hand. And he doesn't shake hands.
Yeah. Oh, that's
right up there with the president giving you a self-portrait.
Yeah, he was kind of kidding. Howie Mandel at 8:35 this morning. And at 8 o'clock, actor Stephen Tobolowsky, who is Ned on Groundhog Day, a movie that Harold Ramis? I know never how to say it, who passed away this week, wrote and produced, along with many others. Stephen has a lot to say about Harold and how amazing he was. He was involved in so many big comedies that if you think of him just as the actor, you know, in certain roles like Ghostbusters.
In Stripes, yeah.
In Stripes, you're only getting like the tip of the iceberg. Jay Leno, do we have an announcement?
Well, Jay Leno was on late night TV last night. Now, we might take a second to have to track this down, but he went on a show last night.
No, we've got it.
You got it?
So did Jay announce where he's going to work?
Well, he snuck up in the middle of the Arsenio Hall show last night to make an announcement.
Snuck up?
Yeah.
On Arsenio?
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
I am here for a reason. For some reason, they thought I should be the best person to deliver this. Nobody here knows. They don't know. You don't know what this is? Arsenio Hall, the Thunder certifies. Arsenio Hall show has officially picked up. We'll continue for a second season.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Oh, well, thank you.
No. How come I don't get my new
he's
book?
He's more annoyed than I knew before he did.
Yes. How did you find this out, dude?
The guy in the taco truck told me. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you, Jay. Hey, by the way.
Gangster!
Jay, one day, would you come stand here and do comedy for people?
Actually,
or sit over there?
Actually, on the second season, I'm going to be hosting. They didn't tell you that part. No.
I'm sitting at home. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Very weird.
He's announcing someone else getting picked up.
Well, I think that's what's that thing? If you don't know where something is, you figure out where it isn't. So he's going to go on every show that's being renewed.
This is not where I'll be
next year. I will not be here. Law and Order's coming back. I will not be here.
Nice coup for Arsenio to get Jay.
It's his first media appearance?
You would think, you know, Letterman, Kimmel, somebody might have wanted to be the first guy to have him pop back up.
Well, I don't know. I think that now you have a quiet period. Actually, I think it's a little odd for him to be on TV. But
that shows he really misses it.
I think he totally misses it.
He's like, oh, sure, I'll do a walk-on for you.
Yeah. All right. 6:16, also today. Is it possible for a baby to have three biological parents? Is it possible for a baby to have three biological parents? Let's see. You got your sperm. That's one biological parent.
Uh-huh.
You got your egg.
I have an idea of how we can do this, but we're going to need a DVD player and a big wooden spoon.
And Kelly's hand mixer, I was thinking, might be a good thing to use, right?
Right.
Kind of...
Well, this is interesting because it doesn't involve one father or one mother. U.S. health officials are weighing whether to approve trials of a pioneering in vitro fertilization technique that uses DNA from three people in an attempt to prevent illnesses like muscular dystrophy and respiratory problems. What they will do is, I don't thoroughly understand it, but it allows a woman to have a baby without passing on diseases. And the procedure is not without risks, but it is treating a disease. So what do? They take these little embryos and the easiest way to describe it is they replace the bad battery in the embryo.
You use the egg of a woman, but then you use the
yolk?
Yeah, kind of the stuff around it.
Stuff.
Yeah, and there's a fancy word for it. It's in front of you there. It starts with an M.
Malomar?
Mitochondrial disorders are what they're talking about that are inherited from the mother.
Mitochondria is in the cell. This is a lot of different diseases.
Right.
So you replace that part for somebody else's.
This is amazing.
So it's almost like giving somebody a blood transfusion.
In the egg.
But it's a DNA transfusion. It's taking out.
So you'd have the DNA from three people involved in your creation.
Yes. And that is. Yeah, that's scary.
Are people freaking out? Don't play God. Are they getting upset? Because I could see how one side of the coin could upset the more religious, only God can do it crowd. Mm. And then the other side, which I'm on, is freaking out with excitement and anticipation.
Yeah, the only God could do it crowd has all sorts of loopholes in their only God could do it thing. Because from the moment they wake up, they use all kinds of things that God couldn't do, that only man could do.
That's a good point. And how are you going to argue for passing on horrible, degenerative, killer diseases that will make life
difficult? That's what God wanted.
God's will. Yeah.
I mean, how? I can't hear that argument in my ears. It sounds like,
you hear the argument of, I want a baby with little ears, so I'm not going to take the mama has big ears, this lady has little ones, so let's take.
Yeah, but that's
some
not what they're talking. They're not actually changing.
Not yet.
The genetic engineering.
Not yet.
They say this is not the slippery slope that Joe's talking about.
Boy, the first thing they had to say was it's not before he pointed Joe's onto something there.
We checked the slope. It's not that slippery.
How can you fix big ears, though? We'll just use that one as an example.
How do you get dogs to look as cute as my little pug? You do a lot of years of selectively
crossbreeding.
Yeah, but that's generations and generations. Yeah. We don't have to worry about
people.
But
these are genetic disorders, not... You know, this broad's got an ugly face, so let's get someone with a pretty face.
So far.
That's not a genetic disorder.
I'd like to Aniston the face on this one. And,
so we'll
give
far.
Her the good
if I
Aniston,
could get the Heidi Klum's butt,
that'd
be great.
I'm all for medical advancement. And I think, you know, with medical advancement, we're going to live much longer than we expected. But I think a baby is made between, it doesn't even have to be. I mean, it can be a man and a... You know, a woman, maybe not even the woman you like. It could be a, you know, a donor or whatever. But it needs to be a one man, one woman makes one baby.
I think, you're certain about that.
I think that equation.
You sound just like the people that don't like gay marriage, by the way.
Well, No,
you sound just. That's why. That's what they start. They go one man, one woman.
Two gay couples who have a baby will still have to agree that you needed a man and a woman to make said baby, not raise it.
I know, but as soon as you go one man, one woman,
nature's way,
you are pushing your religious values.
I'm just pushing the fact that that's the way the world
biology
works.
Yeah.
You know, if you start messing with that equation.
But the way the world works, you would not have an iPhone.
One man made that iPhone. He was made by a man and a woman.
It was made by children who had to be slaves,
that's
by the way.
True.
But that's one
man thought of it. One man thought of it. Dozens of children made it.
But you see what I'm saying? If a man can think of ways to stop and prevent terrible diseases, then the man thought of that.
And that is God's will, because God gave him the brain to...
If you want to go that way.
I'm all for curing diseases. Don't get me wrong. I think the less diseases, the better.
But don't freak me out while you're doing it.
Well, just don't start mixing DNA.
You know what,
like
you know what this all stems from, by the way?
Don't start mixing stems? DNA like
speaking
it's
of stem cells. Do you know what this all stems from?
What?
This is all the movie Frankenstein. As soon as anything reminds you of Frankenstein, you freak out.
When
right?
you start taking more than the essence of more than two people to make people, it is Frankenstein. Yeah.
Nurse, can I get you to bring an extra torch over here? I really can't see the operating theater brightly enough.
I don't think I'm
in other words,
only...
you like the whole we do it, it comes out, it's a mystery box.
You don't even have to do it these days. I mean,
but you do it one way or the other.
Right.
Yeah.
You combine.
Even if it's by a remote control.
You combine the DNA of a man, the DNA of a woman, the sperm, the egg, the whole bit, ever how you want to say it, and that creates a child, a wonderful child.
Yeah.
It's the miracle that I will say God. That's the miracle I believe God has given us above all miracles. And I don't see how you could throw a third party in there. I mean, you could have a third party to parent or to, whatever. But
third party vessel to help raise the
I don't think you can throw a third.
Hey, you can get divorced afterwards, get married 18 times, doesn't matter. But as long as you did it right the right way.
I mean, how, you look at your child and you go, oh, he's got, you look at Keith, you go, he sounds just like me. I mean, he's got his dad's voice. He's got, it's always your mom's, your dad's. What if you have three people? How do you decide, who's... Well, I think that's my toes that kid has, but it may be this.
Who
anything
cares?
Bad is Larry's side.
How about every person is a person, even if they're a little different?
Every person is a person, but I'm not so sure you can make people from more than two people. It seems like a kind of a fundamental
math. You haven't explained any reason why. Just that you have a strong religious conviction.
Well, that's the way it's gone since time began.
I hope you never need an organ transplant.
Yeah. Hey, Sherry, hello.
Hi. I just want to say it's not so much the movie like Frankenstein where they take bits of everybody else. It's more like the movie Gattaca where they breed all of that stuff out of you. And at one point, if you have any type of deficiency in you at all, you are uninsurable. You can't get a job. You're basically worthless. And if you breed and do not follow their rules when you do it, then those children aren't really even considered citizens.
And that's not even so much science fiction now, the way we're mapping our DNA and the way we're going to actually have the information so that you can look at a person and know what their risk is. And companies are going to have to take that into account, whether they hire them or insure them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know. So we have to do something to combat this. We have to fix ourselves before we're born. That's what we have to do.
I better start jogging more.
We could do that, too. Thank you, Sherry. Tia is in Tacoma. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Tia. Go ahead.
Number one, I think this is an excellent idea that we really ought to be doing this. And number two... you're not actually going to end up with three parents involved in this genetically. You were talking about combining more than two people's DNA.
Because if the battery-powered part of the egg, the yolk, if you will, is just the nutrition that's lacking in a deficient egg, then really the chromosomes, the parents' DNA and all of that, that makes the baby is just two, right?
Yes, it's just two people's genetics, and the third person only contributes to mitochondria, which are... basically little extra life forms with their own genes that live in our cells and help us make energy.
Right. So is CNN like this headline, FDA considering three parent babies. They're just trying to get us to click on it. That's just clickbait, right?
That's exactly what it is. Now, yeah. Note, I wouldn't have a problem with three parent babies either, but that's not what we're talking about here.
Be nice to have a day off once in a while as a parent. That much. Boy, be awesome.
Thank you, Tia.
But he said there'd be genes from each contributing part. So how could it? I mean, I see the headlines.
No, in fact, they said there is no genetic engineering. You'd only have genes from one and the other.
Okay.
The part that they add is used to help make up for deficiency in the egg.
It's like,
as far as nurturing goes. Think of the yolk.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what wait a minute. The yolk is the chicken, right?
Yeah.
The stuff around the yolk is what it feeds on. Think of the egg whites.
The white stuff. That's all I eat.
The nourishment.
Yeah, I skip.
It's all
yolk.
You eat.
Yeah, I don't eat the yolk. Give that to my dog. He loves them.
Mm. By the way, I do draw. I mean, it's so weird. Everybody, we all have this. We sort of don't like change. And it's a natural thing to be careful about change. I think that's good. It's an instinct. Like, you know, when Joe said, well, I don't know about that. I think, well, but advancement of science and what about all these diseases? You know, those are the two propositions. And then I think, well, where would I draw the line? Because I like to be extreme, you know. I like to say, all science is good.
But never.
Yeah, but then I thought, what if Joe wanted a kid that was a cross between him, Kelly, and his pug? Because he loved his dogs.
Very small ears.
I have a little flat-faced girl.
A little flat-faced girl.
What a sweet pug.
Then all of a sudden I get like Joe, like, that's not natural.
Yeah.
What if the Russians get sick of losing in bobsled and come up with a three-legged man to help push that thing down the track?
Yes.
You can do it. It's DNA.
So I hear you. But in this case,
it's not about DNA, as a texter's pointing out. It's about RNA. It's not about the things that you're made up from. It's the things that the things made up from you.
The building blocks or whatever.
Yeah. When I talk like a doctor, I know I confuse everyone.
Yeah.
Well, either way, every report I've read it's all a long way down the road. This isn't something they're going to start next week.
I already started it over here.
But the FDA.
She's got a little project going.
Don't drink from that second cup.
I have the Greek yogurt, and I have my chef's salad, and then I'm also doing this.
But it isn't just a sensationalist headline. The FDA has spent the last 2 days talking about this stuff. So it's something being considered.
Yeah. You got to read the whole article.
Sorry, Texas.
Instead of just the scary headline, yeah.
Once an egg accepts one sperm, it stops accepting and closes down. Three parent babies cannot be possible without genetic engineering. Also, it's a nucleus. Stop calling it a yolk.
That's funny.
Whatever. My uncle was on a nuclear submarine.
So, and that person's right. It's not a three-parent baby. That was a CNN headline.
Right.
So us calling it a yolk, not nearly as bad as CNN calling it a three-parent baby.
We're still better than CNN.
It's complicated science. People need to understand the particulars of the biology and not jump to calling it something it isn't.
Right.
By the way, CNN put that sentence at the end of their article, calling it something that it isn't.
Title of the article, Heil Hitler, he's back with the same brilliant idea.
Don't you just love us, the media?
Right now, we're a little desperate. I mean, as far as media goes, I've noticed that the last week. When you watch the top three news channels, you know, your NBC, ABC, CBS, and they all not only have a different lead story, but the first three stories are different. Then you go, wow, these guys are kind of scrambling to try to decide what's important right now.
Well, they're all trying to compete for most eyeballs and most clicks.
Right.
It's not about what's important. It's about what can I make most important seemingly to you right now.
Well,
not like what has lasting importance.
We actually, I think in Seattle we have some of the best media in town because we really cut through all of the, you know, dreck and all the stories that don't really matter. And our media focuses on the most important stories, the ones that affect everybody.
Is this
equally
a setup for something you're about to play?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
Right. The lead story on one of our channels this morning.
The lead story on Q13 was about a Tacoma underpants thief, and I'm not kidding.
Crystal Holt didn't pay that much attention when she took her clothes out of the dryer last night. She just threw everything in a basket and brought it home.
Went to get my laundry out this morning for work, and all of my bras and panties were just gone. Nothing else was touched.
Laundry theft can be a common problem in apartment complexes. There's a sign in this one saying management isn't responsible for stolen items. Holt understands that. It's why she says she didn't file a police report.
I knew that I left my items unattended, and that was my own fault. Lesson learned.
But she says the fact the thief took only her most intimate apparel is troubling.
I felt extremely violated. Like, they had specifically gone, they had to dig through three loads of laundry to find those items, you know.
Wow.
Yes.
This is good news for any real criminals out there. Because the watchful eye of law enforcement will now bear down on the panty thief.
Several ATMs removed from the walls of their bank buildings. But first, breaking news about panty theft.
They sent somebody to Tacoma to cover it.
Reporter Tina Patel.
They sent
when you're the
her.
Assignment editor, you know, and you guys are sitting around.
What do we send?
Okay, who goes and covers the guy get beat up on the bus? Okay, you go. Okay. Oh, we got the panty thief. Oh,
Tina!
Yeah.
Tina!
That's the sad part.
Oh, me again? Still, that's an interesting. I mean, someone breaks in and just steals your panties? We kid a little bit because it was chosen to be the top news story, but I'll bet she feels terrible. What a violation, right?
Well, at least he took all of them, and I'll go with he because I assume it's a man.
You think it's a guy? Yeah,
I'm going to go ahead with that.
Could have been one of them three parent babies.
That second mom.
Yeah. No, you know it'd be grosser, I think, and more of a violation if somebody like messed around with your underwear, did stuff, and then left it there.
Oh, I see.
At least just remove them all.
It could be worse. That's very nice.
Yeah, yeah, could be worse. Don't worry about it.
You just don't feel fresh.
Yeah.
So.
And he left all your electronics and stuff. I mean, that would be
the electronics worse. Thief doesn't make the news.
Yeah, that would
he
be
stole
worse,
stole everything
too.
Electronic in my house. Left all my underwear. What a weird guy. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So are you saying now that all of the evening news, they all have different lead stories? Because it used to be in a newsroom. I don't know how many of you know this, but there would be a wall of televisions in every television newsroom. And we would even have a wall of television in radio newsrooms. And each producer, or whatever you call the person in charge of whatever this is, would watch and catalog what the lead story were on every newscast. They used to watch each other like hawks because they didn't want to be scooped. They wanted to make sure they had, and I'm sure they still do this, but you're saying for some reason they're all choosing different stories.
Yeah.
Because they want to be your favorite station for the kind of news that titillates you.
And also because there isn't when you have something like the Olympic Games or, you know, you have some stories that are so big that obviously it's going to be a big news story to everybody. And if you were to not have it as your top story, you know, when there's protests in the Ukraine to the level we saw them. But when that stuff goes away, then you have to kind of fill in the cracks. Now, this morning, there have been events that will, by all means, become top news.
What's
stories.
The big news this morning?
North Korea just fired 4 missiles. That's always exciting. Now they just went into the sea, and so far, you know.
Missed that fish again.
Were those tests they were doing, those missile tests?
Short-range missile tests. But yeah. At the same time that we're conducting, you know, war games off the coast with South Korea. So when they start firing missiles.
Was that a response to our war games?
Well, we'll find out.
Let's call someone, get Dennis Rodman on the phone.
Yeah,
we need a correspondent.
This just happened. This just happened two hours ago.
I'll bet you could get Dennis Rodman. What's he doing?
Right,
yeah, what's he? He's probably still in rehab.
No,
right?
He's out of rehab, right?
I don't know if he's out. I know he was in. Huh.
So those are the kind of things that, you know, will put the panty thieves back to the features column. You know, they won't be the lead story.
I see. Yeah,
you can expect to see the Ukraine back in the news in a major way.
Yeah, and the Ukraine major developments this morning as well. A parliament building has been taken over, and the Russian flag is flying over it this morning.
Oh, Russia's about to lower hammer. But don't let me explain it. Let's let a BBC reporter explain what's going on.
The Russian flag now flies above the Crimean parliament here in Simferopol. We understand that overnight, around about 50 unidentified armed gunmen forced their way inside the Parliament building, past those barricades there, that there was some exchange of gunfire, and they're still holed up inside the Parliament building. The Crimean government is currently underway to try to negotiate an end to this standoff. Now, if we swing around, you can see that outside the Parliament building, some pro-Russia demonstrators have gathered. They were further down the square. They then pushed through police lines, waving flags, and then came to outside the Parliament building here, which was previously cordoned off by police. They're chanting Russia, Russia. You can hear Russia. They're saying that we've waited for this moment for 20 years, that they want a united Russia. Now, this is, of course, the biggest challenge for the new Ukrainian government. These people say that illegitimate protesters seize the government in Ukraine, and that they say they intend to do exactly the same now here in Crimea.
Wow. I'm glad they waited until the Olympics were over, right?
Well, that's exactly why they're doing it now. I think, you know, and Vladimir Putin is not directly behind this, but at the same time, it's like, you wait till my visitors leave, you know. You wait,
cause the, not here. Company's here now.
As soon as this thing's over, I'm coming
the
in
whole
there.
The whole Ukraine uprising was right during the Olympics. Yeah. There's no coincidence of the timing. It's like, well, they're not going to do too much, you know, while the world is watching that closely.
So, what would you call it? Like, they're going to reunite like Styx and Foreigner did? They're going to USSR again? What's going to happen?
Dennis DeYoung is prime minister.
Wasn't the whole Ukrainian thing that the people of Ukraine wanted to join NATO, but the president who was, he's Russian-backed, and he wanted to go back to the Soviet Union, right? That's the whole deal?
You are correct.
Okay. And what was the Soviet Union? It's Ukraine, Russia.
Well, it's Czechoslovakia. It's all the countries that when World War II ended,
right,
we kind of divided up all the pieces.
Did we divide? How did I? You know, I got to say, Russia fell apart. I wasn't even, the USSR fell apart. I wasn't even paying attention. I'm sure Eric was.
Yeah, I certainly was.
Eric was there.
I was there. No, Czechoslovakia was allied with the Soviet Union. It was its own country, just like Poland was allied.
But part of the, Russia's a country, the Soviet Union.
But Russia's a bunch of stands, right?
Well, it has the USSR was a bunch of stands.
The USSR. Soviet Union. We used to just, for short, we used to call the USSR Russia just the way we would call U.S. America. When America is North America, South America,
and
Central
they were,
America.
They were all one country, so to speak.
The right. Soviet Union.
Socialist Republic.
USSR. Yeah. But that split up.
Yes.
Into how many countries?
Oh, let's see. Probably about 9 or 10,
yeah,
I would say. And the thing about
it's a good breakup, by the way.
Crimea, which it's sort of controlled by Ukraine, but it's this peninsula sticking out into the Black Sea. So it's not even really attached to the rest of Ukraine. So when you say that the Crimean Parliament building was taken over, it's not like the Parliament of the whole of Ukraine was taken over.
So it's like Rhode Island was taken over, not New England.
Well, more like Puerto Rico was taken over.
Yeah.
Because it's a country in its own, too.
Oh.
You know,
Rhode Island, if you've been there, hardly part of the U.S.
Seriously. But the Crimea.
There once was a man from Pawtucket.
Yeah, that is a nation. It's part of the Ukraine, but not part of the Ukraine, if you know what I mean. Like Puerto Rico is a territory of ours.
Virgin
as
Islands.
I understand it, Crimea is a territory of the Ukraine, but it is not.
So is this a major change or a little uprising?
I would say that it's a little uprising in the grand scheme of things.
But is it also Russia re-exerting force over starting to build an empire?
Well, what it is that it's the only part of Ukraine, if you want to call it part of Ukraine, that has an ethnic Russian majority. So they're saying, hey, there's more of us than there are of you Ukrainians, so we should be part of Russia.
As someone that is an expert on dictatorships, and I happen to be one.
Yeah.
What it is, because it happens in my country so many times, they divide their power. You know, some people feel now like, okay, we're losing our power. We want some of it. So this is just a way to get some. And by getting some, it means when they distribute the power, they get, you know, money to other people, they get some government places. These people have to be taken into account now.
They're fighting for payoffs,
yeah,
aren't they?
That's what it is.
Yeah, and incidentally, the deposed pro-Russian president, Viktor Yanukovych, that you were talking about, is now in Russia. And he put out a statement, because they chased him out. And he was like, later, everyone. But that was me paraphrasing. He said, I still consider myself to be the lawful head of the Ukrainian state chosen freely by the will of the Ukrainian people. So he's like, you know, that's like
sure,
taunting a bully from yeah. inside your mom's house.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And Michael Jackson is the king of pop.
In exile.
In exile.
Yeah.
Emeritus. What do you call it when someone died?
Emeritus.
Emeritus. Thank you.
Yeah, but that emeritus usually means they're still alive, but they're out of power.
They're out of power, yeah. All right. Well, that's news. But do you think people over here understand it or care about it?
The problem with these stories, like this one now, has done a lot of twists and turns mm-hmm. daily. And I think you lose a lot of people.
Yeah.
People are.
Yeah, I think Q13 was right to go
with the panties.
With the person who stole a woman's bra and panties.
Yeah.
If they want ratings, why go with this? Who cares?
Well, at this point, with this, with what's been going on in the Ukraine, you have to backtrack so many things. You can't just say like, "Oh, John Mayer and Katy Perry broke up." You know, you have to go all the way back and be like, when this thing first started, it was because of this and this.
Right, right,
then
right.
this happened, then this happened, and now
but
in
when
Russia
someone
they're training
steals,
150,000 troops yeah. for no reason.
Right.
Wait a minute here.
John Mayer and Katy Perry?
Yes.
They broke up. We're going to get to that.
Right.
But first,
right.
when someone steals an entire dryer load full of bra and panties, it takes 10 seconds to tell the whole story.
As it turns out, her body was a wonderland, but it didn't matter.
Right.
Okay, back
this
to
just
the,
in.
They broke up?
They broke up.
Well, first she was being there was that she was an independent nation. Then there was the evil dictator Russell Brandt came in with a controlling majority for quite a while. But
go
that,
on.
The revolt after that, she sought safe haven in the Jason. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You care about Katy Perry?
Not too much. You know, I've always had a theory about Katy Perry.
She has nice boobs.
I don't want to. I don't.
That's
even
not a hypothesis.
Theory.
No,
I don't want to say.
What's
this
your theory?
I don't want to say it.
Oh, say it now.
I have a theory that she must smell a little bit.
Wow.
Why?
Because she's so perfect in every way.
Well, people keep breaking up with her.
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
She's got a horrible root beer smell about her or something?
Yeah, I don't know. But that's what I figure, because how could you not want, you know, to have
How could you
that?
Not want Katy Perry
how do you know
put
that
up with anything?
He broke up with her.
Well, it just seems that that's been the case.
And by the way, if one of them has a smelly crotch, you know it's Mayer. Are you serious?
Oh, I'm just saying it's been my theory.
She's clean.
Now, my theory on this.
By the way, you're going beyond Fox News now. You're inventing the news.
Wait a minute. She is always wearing candy or cupcakes as an outfit, so maybe that's the hide smell.
That
might
be
onto something here.
And I think the reason people, maybe they don't care about Korea and about the Ukraine, but I think the reason that we, the ones of us who do care, we think, okay, is this World War III? How is this going to affect me? When you see unrest in major nations like Russia, and Korea, the nations that have the ability to put a nuclear missile in the air, you pay a little more attention. I do.
Because of those missiles, you don't know where they all are, who's
right.
got the codes.
These are places.
Someone
that,
crazy gets a hold of them, bang.
Yeah, yeah. And I feel terrible because something happens in Central Africa where there's an all-out war going on, but there's nobody in Central Africa that's got a weapon that can reach me. These other guys.
So who cares?
Well, it's not who cares.
Actually, he's speaking the truth and preach on, brother, because you are 100% right. That's why people have a hard time following these things. Even when George Clooney does a PSA going, everyone, do you know what's going on in the Congo? Pay right. attention. Open your eyes. This right. is the worst thing I've ever seen. People still are like, yeah, but the Congo's so far away.
They can't hurt me.
I don't know any of those people. And although it's terrible, I have other things to worry about.
You are right.
And I don't know if you're right about Katy Perry, though.
Well, she will never reach me. So
that's something. She's yeah. like the conga, as far as Joe's concerned.
But when she, gets the, when she gets the bomb, you know, when Katy Perry's nuclear development program reaches
never
full fruition,
that's
never going to get in her demilitarized zone.
By the way, Spike, you offended some texters.
And by saying?
Root beer smells delicious.
To some people.
You don't like the smell of root beer?
Sure
the root beer activists.
Yeah.
Are
out.
All right. What else is going on? Wow. So that's big stuff. That story from Tacoma. We go all the way to the Ukraine. What else is big today? The gay marriage ban was struck down.
Surprise, surprise. As
told
if anybody could have planned.
Told you.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes. Jan Brewer nixed Arizona's anti-gay bill, vetoed it. The bill that would allow businesses to discriminate against and refuse to serve gay people. In a press conference last night, she defended her record of protecting religious freedom, but said that the bill was poorly worded and could have unintended consequences. Like, for instance, what's already happened and it wasn't even passed.
Yeah.
Both of the state's U.S. senators who are Republicans spoke out against the bill. Earlier on Wednesday, the NFL considered moving the Super Bowl from the state if it was signed into law. And other large companies also said, what are you doing?
Major League Baseball talked about relocation of Cactus League.
Yeah.
Taking
was there an NBA team we could have got out of this?
Phoenix.
Phoenix Suns.
Bam. Bummer.
Yeah. Adjacently, the Texas gay marriage ban was struck down, too, on the same day. Federal judge in San Antonio declared yesterday that Texas's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional because it deprives gays of due process and equal protection under the law. So, big day in two different, very red states.
Remember when I told you the other day this was great?
Yes.
Here's why it was great. Because now, this is precedent-setting. I told you it would be great for gays.
Well, before you go so far to say, look at what happened, isn't this wonderful, something bad did happen.
I'm sure bad things will still happen.
A Missouri congressman said, great idea. I'm going to introduce a bill here in Missouri. That sounds exactly like that Arizona bill.
But guess what? Remember when the speed limit was 55? Do you know why the speed limit was 55 on highways all across the country?
Because that's what everyone was used to?
No, because the government threatened to cut off all your highway money if you didn't make it all 55.
The reason they did it was...
Guess what the gays are threatening to cut off?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. You cannot do a big anti-gay state in this country and expect businesses, a huge percentage of their employees who are gay, and everybody has someone gay in their family or someone they know. You can't expect to do something like that without the hammer coming down hard.
Or maybe they could just pick one state, make it the anti-gay state, and then everyone who wants to live there can live there. And
Florida? What
do
you think?
Somewhere in the middle that we're not using, like a Dakota. Maybe?
Something we're not, a state we're not
something
using.
We don't need
those,
so much.
One of those square states.
Yeah, one of the square ones that is, doesn't have a lot of flair.
But you see, like, this is a precedent. You cannot look what just happened in Arizona. Every major form of business, forget about the government with the highway money, every major form of business said,
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I thought when this was up. I was like, oh, this won't stand, and it's going to be a big fall.
You were right, and you made me
it's
feel
like the,
better.
Well, it's like the Tea Party. It's like if you're an extreme. And by the way, I feel the same way about the extreme liberals. You basically, it's like a dog trying to catch a car. Worst thing for the dog is to catch the car. The dog can run after the car. But if the dog catches the car...
Now what do I do?
The car
I
wins.
I got a car in my mouth and I don't know what to do with this.
You only catch one,
pretty
much.
Well, you know, we all hope that the gay community is respected. So how do we make sure that the religious community is respected?
Well, by the way, let me say this, because you always get people angry when you say that, because Christians feel they're persecuted and they're not respected and that they have the right to believe that being gay is bad. I agree with that, too.
And that's what I'm
they
saying.
Just don't have the right to say you can't be not like them.
Here's the problem to address both of those statements. Nobody's trying to say we're cutting Christians off and we're not going to serve them.
Yeah. But there,
there must be somebody.
Yeah. there is a serious movement by a pro-gay community to go into businesses that are uncomfortable and make them sell me a cake. I mean,
but
those
about?
Are the extremists. That's like what, I said, the saying. Tea Party has the equivalent on the liberal side that's extremist people that get everybody angry. That isn't the way to make it happen.
There is that movement.
Okay, but
and
here's
I support, you know, the
I know you do,
holy.
But here's the point, and this is what I always say to people when we get in these discussions. Nobody's trying to discriminate against the Christians, not sell them something, not take them in a cab.
There's a war on Christmas. You are so underinformed. You need to watch a little Fox News.
Maybe I should.
But there are activist gays, and I totally respect their point of view, but they will go in and they'll go to a florist and they'll go to a wedding planner and they will make them.
Yeah, but they want, you know why? Because they want that story.
Right.
And they know how the story eventually ends.
Right.
They want the story.
You know, and while I don't support persecution or discrimination, how do you respect religious beliefs? Because I think those are worth respecting, as much as an alternative lifestyle is worth respecting.
How are we disrespecting them?
Let's put crosses up on tops of buildings. Oh, okay, check. Yeah. That's
as
already
kind
done.
Of a sign to not come in. That would be good.
It's not a disrespectful situation. Nobody's refusing service, not giving, discriminating, saying you can't to people who are religious. It's just a matter of evening the playing field.
Christians
for
can already marry is probably the short answer.
They can do it. Right. They can have it all.
And I don't think you're ever going to make somebody cook something you're going to eat. Say, you know, I'm gay. I know you hate me, so make me a cake. Because who knows? You know, I mean, I would not.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you I got would the not oyster be. Cake. Was that you?
Yeah, yeah, I would not be. The thing is,
this cake smells like Katy Perry. What did you do to this?
Yeah,
root beer. What is that?
It's right to treat everybody the same. But the thing the gays have that will assure it happens is money. They've got money. Gay people have money. They've got more than most straight people.
Is that true demographically?
Yeah, they are a very well-to-do demographic. And, you know, when you start threatening...
Let's take gays like everything else that some people don't like. Let's just tax it. Tax gayness. They have more money.
Wow.
But that's why these businesses are these airlines and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's all about money.
So, purely for moral reasons, it's like, look, if you want your travel cut by 20%,
it's not at all moral reasons.
You know, these guys have money, and the politics.
You assume they're all guys.
Guys and girls.
Yeah. All right. 651. So that's interesting. That got struck down. And what else? Reporters muzzled. What reporters were muzzled? For Ronan Farrow.
Yeah. You know what? I want to ditch that story because there's something bigger that you might be interested in.
All right, but I can't totally ditch it. Tell me what it was.
It's actually been erased from my...
Okay, we can come to it later.
Okay, Ronan, the gist of it is that Ronan Farrow started his MSNBC show.
Okay.
And people want to talk to him, but not about his father, Woody Allen, and what's going on with his sister, Dylan.
Oh, right.
He's the one that looks just like Frank Sinatra.
He's the one
right?
who's Frank Sinatra's son.
Okay. There's a debate about that. Right.
There is no... There's
look,
no...
If you saw this guy in
Woody
Vegas,
Allen's son looks like a skinny Italian kid.
Do you know who says to give him the benefit of the doubt? Arnold Schwarzenegger says to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Who knows where this comes from? Where he looks.
I'm not going to tell you that I'm a genetic specialist, but if you take a picture of Ronan Farrow and Frank Sinatra and put them side by side, it is the same person. Nice. But the point is that Ronan's doing media rounds now and nobody's allowed to ask him questions about Woody
reporters
Allen
muzzled.
Denver.
Muzzled. I've been muzzled. Yeah, I know what that feels.
Yeah, so that's the gist of it.
All right. Tease the story you want to do next.
You can't believe how much money Sandra Bullock is going to make for Gravity.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Subway.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I'm Jillian Raftery. I-5 northbound north of the Boeing Access Road. We got a car fire on the shoulder with one right lane blocked by fire trucks. But also very heavy I-5 northbound through the Convention Center. I-5 getting out of Linwood to Northgate and 405 southbound, kind of in the same area from Alderwood through Kirkland. 405 northbound through the S-curves and Kennedale Hill as well.
At Subway, you can build your better breakfast with a 6-inch breakfast sandwich and coffee or 21-ounce fountain drink for just $3. Choose from the Black Forest ham, egg white and cheese, bacon egg and cheese, or egg white and cheese. Subway, eat fresh.
It's Bob here. I've been telling you about the experts at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins for a long time now. And the reason I continue to talk about them is because I trust them. You see, Lisa and I have been to their store multiple times with all our stuff, and we've gotten to know the staff, we've seen how they treat their customers, and we've seen that they pay the most. They're nice folks. They just happen to be the largest gold and silver buyer in the Northwest. Recently, a guy comes in with a jar of quarters that dates back 70 years. He's not a coin collector. He wanted to see if any of them had special value. Well, the staff looked at what he had, and when they offered him almost $4,000, he was very happy and much richer. Stories like this happen all the time, which is why I'm telling people, bring your valuables in, have them checked out for free. Who knows? Maybe next time I'll be sharing your story. To find out how much your gold and silver are really worth, visit my friends at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay you the most.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. Well, it'll be a little cooler today, but still a pretty nice day. A little extra cloud cover and a chance of rain to the south. Highs in the low 50s instead of the upper 50s. Not bad.
This report is brought to you by Kohl's. This Thursday through Sunday, it's all on sale at Kohl's. Every brand in every department throughout the store. Save even more when you shop Night Owls Friday and Early Bird Saturday. It's all on sale this Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Shopping for health insurance on the WahHealthPlanFinder.org website is a good thing. But it's not exactly obvious which hospitals are covered by which plans. Fortunately, Swedish has set up a special customer service team so you can find out exactly which plans include Swedish. And that's a good thing. So visit Swedish.org to get in touch with the experts. Then, should you get sick, a bad thing, you'll feel better knowing you'll be cared for by Swedish. And that's a truly good thing.
It's a fact. Every 42 seconds, someone forks over their hard-earned cash for a new F-150. Yes, at Evergreen Ford, it's truck month. We're overstocked with 2014 F-150s in every model. And they're arriving now. With over 300 F-Series trucks and more on the way, you'll see prices you never thought possible till now at Evergreen Ford. No one has sold more F-150s in the past 3 years because we check the competition prices daily. 2014 XLTs, Lariats, Platinums, Crew Cabs, Super Cabs. Not one or two leftover newspaper price leaders, but all 300 discounted and ready to roll. F-150 Crew Cab 4x4, not 45,000, now only 31,900. Yes, Crew Cab 4x4 V8 Sport Package, loaded only 31,900. Save thousands. Go online at evergreenford.com or, as always, exit 15, I-90, Issaquah.
2014 F-150 at $39,980 MSRP, less EFG discount of $5,084. Ford credit, college rebates at $3,500. Sale price $31,900. Vince posted dealership dock fee at the $150 may be added sale price.
Things vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Seattle and Tacoma? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Seattle and Tacoma area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Seattle and Tacoma are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-332-0732. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-332-0732. That's 1-800-332-0732.
Driving in my car, beep, beep, obeying the law sure is neat. Hope no one wrecks into me. Oh, wait a minute, here comes a car. It's my lucky day. Plenty of time to get out of his way.
But in real life, it happens this fast.
Driving in my car, beep.
Accidents happen, but they shouldn't disrupt your life. Don't put off getting your car repaired. Stop by Gerber Collision and Glass today for fast, friendly service. Each Gerber location has achieved the iCar Gold Class designation, reflecting a commitment to keeping up to date on repair techniques. Only 11% of repairers nationwide have this designation. Gerber also offers interest-free financing to assist with insurance deductibles or repair costs. Now with 13 Washington locations to assist you, including Bellingham, Burlington, Everett, Kent, Seattle, and Marysville. Call 877-7-GERBER or visit GerberCollision.com.
Gerber Collision and Glass.
Gerber Collision and Glass. We come highly wrecked, amended.
I hate when my husband works late, being at home alone at night, hearing every little creak. It's uncomfortable. I thought I was just being paranoid. Then my girlfriend said she felt the same way when her husband travels, until they had what she calls their Vivint talk. Vivint, my friend calls it the best home security system out there. It's super easy to use and fit right in our budget. And I love my video cameras. I can see what's going on in and around my home right from my computer or smartphone. It's actually kind of funny. I told my husband, if you're going to be traveling or working late, I'm getting Vivint. And it's made all the difference.
This week, not only is installation free, you'll get up to $1,300 worth of security cameras and equipment today at no charge. $1,300 in security equipment on us, with activation as little as $99. Call 1-800-789-0494. 1-800-789-0494. 1-800-789-0494.
Restrictions apply. Up to 60-month agreement at minimum $49.99 per month. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
Start the best part of your life with a diamond engagement ring from Fred Meyer Jewelers. Discover inspired designs, from new collections of blue and yellow diamonds to halo or rose gold settings. You'll love the exceptional values. Right now, save 40 to 70% on select diamond bridal jewelry. Get inspired at Fred Meyer Jewelers. Visit us in-store to pick up our spring bridal catalog or shop online at fredmeyerjewelers.com.
Hi. You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind.
My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often, I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Brought to you by Whistler. The Whistler 72-hour accommodation sale is on now. Save up to 35% when you book by February 27th. Visit Whistler.com now.
When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you are serious about saving, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
You voted America tens of millions of times. And tonight on A Live American Idol, one member of the most talented top 13 ever is going home. It's no longer Hatcher Harris' decision. It's now all in your hands. Will your favorite make it the cut in this season of Crazy Fierce competition? Find out live on American Idol tonight at 8, only on Fox.
We're challenging the private sector to hire or train 100,000 unemployed veterans. And that begins with connecting our veterans with employers looking to hire.
And we're not going to stop until we find a way to serve and support every single military family in America.
Go to iHeartRadio.com/showyourstripes to learn more and share your story. Hire smart. Hire vets. Powered by military.com and monster.com.
This report brought to you by BECU.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, I'm Jillian Raftery. I-5 northbound north of the Boeing Access Road. We got a car fire on the shoulder with one right lane blocked by fire trucks. But also very heavy I-5 northbound through the Convention Center. I-5 getting out of Linwood to Northgate and 405 southbound, kind of in the same area from Alderwood through Kirkland. 405 northbound through the S-Curves and Kennedale Hill as well.
BECU cash-only ATMs are now available at all 138 Rite Aid stores in Washington, which means there are now 138 more opportunities to share the convenience. BECU. It's more than just money. Federally insured by the NCUA.